Alicia's getting dressed. She'll be in a minute.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a long 9 months for Alicia and me, but I have to thank you, Dr. Huxtable, for being with us every step of the way and to show our appreciation for you. I'd like to give you some more bread that I baked especially
for
you.
No, I have enough bread.
No, well, you gotta have the egg bread. You give me this. I've got the 7 grain. This is the bracelet. Well, that's the sourdough. This is the sourdough. You start with that.
Don't forget. See,
you haven't eaten that yet?
No, not yet.
I wanted you to have it. You know that learning to bake bread has been so fulfilling to me. I mean, being a high school basketball coach is a very tense profession.
Yes,
so
yes,
baking sort of relieves that tension. It also allows me to be creative. If you'll notice, I baked you this pumpernickel in the shape of a doctor's bag. Especially for you. There you go. And I think you might find these tongue depressor breadsticks amusing. Yes. Say ah.
Well, the doctor says I'm in great shape, Ray.
Sweetheart. Yes, you are. And I want you guys to know that you will be new parents any day now.
Okay, well, we've had full 9 months to prepare.
And we're ready.
Well, good. As prepared as you think you are, there may be some surprises.
He doesn't understand. You don't understand, Doctor. For us, there will be no surprises.
You see, Dr. Huxtable, we have planned for every eventuality.
Oh, good.
And we have completed the natural childbirth classes.
We've watched all the birth chronicles on PBS.
And this book has been our salvation. It's Pregnancy and Childbirth, the Natural Way.
See, it shows the step-by-step process from conception to birth. It even has today, our last visit to the obstetrician.
283.
Oh, there it is. That's you.
Yeah.
See, our last visit to the obstetrician, page 283.
Well, there you go. So you guys have everything under control.
Uh-huh, but wait, that's not all. Now, you know what a terrific basketball coach Ray is.
It's a high school in Montgomery, Cubs High.
City champs.
Yeah.
He's even developed a winning strategy for the birth. Should we show him our game plan, honey?
Well, I don't think it'll do any harm to bring the doctor up to speed. Okay, play three.
Play three. Beginning labor. I feel a contraction.
Take your zone, honey, as I pull out my stopwatch, because we breathe. Seconds. I make a note of that, and I start my stopwatch again because
I feel another contraction.
They're 5 minutes apart. Then do you know what I do? I go over to the phone, I pick it up, and I call the doctor. That's you. Hello? Dr. Huxtable, this is Ray Evans. My wife is experiencing labor pains. And then you say... how far apart are they?
How far apart are they?
Good. They're 5 minutes. And then you say... you better get her over to the hospital.
You better get her over to the hospital.
Right!
Then I take my pre-packed bag and we take a cab to the hospital. I have the baby, and in a few days, we're back home.
We're ready! We're on top of the game, Doctor. We're doing all right. I'm just a little concerned about you.
Ray?
Whoa, hey, wait a minute. Wait, how far apart are they?
You're there.
Huh?
You're there.
Get her to the hospital.
That's it.
All right. Hey, how are you?
Mm-hmm. How can I make some money?
Well, what do you want money for?
For some shampoo and a big brush.
For what?
For the pony I'm getting for my birthday.
What makes you think you're going to get a pony for your birthday?
Well, last year I wanted a tricycle.
Yeah.
I got it.
Right.
This year I want a pony.
Well, I don't know about all that, see, because last year I wanted a Maserati for my birthday, and Mrs. Huxtable wouldn't let me have one.
Well, if you tell Daddy and Denise that I want a pony, I'll tell Mrs. Huxtable that you want a Mr. Raggy.
Now, wait, because Mrs. Huxtable is tough. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she doesn't care about, little cute faces. So I'll be Mrs. Huxtable.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sitting here.
Mrs. Huxtable?
Yes, Olivia.
Can Dr. Huxtable have a Mr. Raggy?
No. And don't come to me again asking me that question. What I'm saying is, that's not good enough. Well, don't you have something else, another... Go ahead.
Mrs. Huxtable?
Yes, darling. What's the matter, my little Olivia?
Can Dr. Huxtable have a Mr. Raggy, please?
Oh, you look so cute and so sad, honey, but the answer is no. See, you gotta come at... I'm telling you, she's tough. Come on, you gotta go lower.
Don't ask, we lost. Double overtime, 77 to 75.
Oh!
That's exactly how I felt. I wouldn't have minded it so much, but it was just such a perversion of justice.
Honey, I think...
Yeah, I wish the ref could think. He should have been working a Tyson fight instead of a basketball game. My kid goes up for a three-pointer and is practically mugged.
Oh!
Tell me about it. But do we hear a whistle? Fat chance. I mean, what do you have to do to get a whistle out there? Lose a limb? No, don't try to soothe me. I'm fine. Calls my man for traveling, right, ref? If you don't have the ball, it's called running. I was so upset, I almost yanked my kids off the court and went home.
Yeah.
Is something the matter, sweetheart?
I'm having a contraction.
What are you talking about now?
Yes.
Why didn't you blow the whistle?
Oh, well, I tried, but I was having a contraction.
Well, then scratch the whistle, but aren't you early?
Well, Dr. Huxtable said it could be any day now.
What are you talking about? Well, he's the doctor. He's supposed to know exactly when our baby will be born.
Honey, he can only give us an estimate.
Estimate? We're paying him good money. You don't pay for an estimate. You either shoot or you don't.
Time out. Ray.
Yeah.
Now, you can't put a clock on Mother Nature.
No.
We have practiced for this for months.
We have.
It's game time.
Yeah.
Are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
Okay. Play three.
Where's my stopwatch? I don't have my stopwatch.
It's on the bookcase.
The bookcase.
Now you go get my suitcase.
Your suitcase? It's the blue
closet.
Bag.
Closet.
It's in the closet. Okay. No problem. We got this. Are you sure it's in the closet? No, it's not in the closet.
Well, oh, you're right. It's right there.
What's it doing here? It's supposed to be in the closet.
Now, make sure that we have everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have everything. We packed it together, right? It's just that we need the book.
Oh.
The book. I've got the book, our little baby Bible.
Oh.
Oh, see. Oh,
well.
Hang on.
Oh.
Hang on. See, page 502. Your cervix is starting to dilate. So that means we have to make a fast break for the hospital right now. Wait a minute. Where are you going?
I'm
going to
just put on some makeup.
Yeah. Wait. Alicia, you don't need makeup.
Oh, well, I'm not going to the hospital looking like this. Don't forget the wedding picture.
The wedding picture, yeah. Okay, I got it.
And we mustn't forget you know who.
Franklin, yeah. Won't forget you, big fella. Got him?
And those sweet little pillows I made. They're in the closet.
Yeah, the pillows. I'll get them. Here they are.
Oh, and shouldn't we call Dr. Huxtable?
Why, for another estimate?
I mean,
okay.
Play 3.
Yeah, play 3.
And don't forget the apple juice and those plastic champagne glasses.
Right. I'll get them in a second. Hello, Dr. Huxtable. This is Ray Evans.
Yeah, Ray.
I think we better get over to the hospital right away.
How far apart are they?
That's perfect.
What are you talking about, Ray?
You said it just like we practiced it.
Will you give me an answer?
What's the question?
How far apart are they?
I don't know. Wait a second. Wait. Honey, how far apart are they?
Well, you're the one with the stopwatch.
Yes, but you're the one with the whistle. See, she's supposed to blow the whistle, then I start the stopwatch. She didn't blow the whistle.
Okay, hey, listen, Ray. Can you give me an estimate?
An estimate?
Yeah, give me an estimate.
He wants an estimate. How far apart are they?
Oh, I'd say about 5 minutes.
Oh, she'd say about 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, then why don't you guys get over to the hospital?
I gotta tell you, she's not doing. She's upstairs putting on makeup. I think she's lost her mind. What does she think she's doing?
You relax, all right?
What does eyeliner have to do with the birthing process? That's all I want to know.
When she comes out, then she'll be ready to go, all right?
All right, but what if she has the baby before we get to the hospital?
You've got a book there, haven't you?
I got the book right here.
Anything in the book about the baby coming out in the house?
Oh, my God, let me look. Oh, God, I didn't mark that down.
Okay, then, Ray, when do me a favor.
Yeah.
When she comes out of the bathroom, get the bags. You guys head for the hospital. When you get to the hospital, call me, okay?
Okay, doctor, thank you very much.
Hey, listen, Ray?
Yes, sir.
How far apart are they?
Sweetheart?
Oh, and honey?
Yes?
Don't forget that Soothing Sounds of Nature CD.
Oh, yeah. Did you want the Brazilian rainforest or Whales in Love? You know what? I'll just bring both of them, okay? Nothing, I just cleared the table.
Honey, what happened?
I had a little accident.
Oh,
don't worry, sweetheart, I'll be all right. Oh, darling, did you call the cab? No, that's right. I'm supposed to call the cab, right? Yeah, just remember what it says in the book, sweetheart, don't panic,
okay.
And breathe.
Okay.
Just breathe. Honey, is this breathing making you dizzy?
No.
No, I think I'm doing it wrong.
Oh, honey, are you all right?
Just a minute, she'll talk to you.
Yes, we need a cab to 3266 Union for Mr. and Mrs. Evans. Thank you. Yes, right away. Cab's on its way.
Hey!
Oh,
hi, doctor. I'm making this for you. It's going to be a honey wheat berry sneaker. What size are you?
No, you can't knead dough in the birthing room.
Well, it helps me stay on top of my game.
Yeah, well, you're going to be on top. The game is over here. Okay? So take that dough on out, please, and come back and get to the game.
You're right.
All right.
I'm going to just get rid of this and go wash my hands. I'll be back in a minute, precious.
Yeah, I'll miss you, sweetie.
I'll miss you, too.
And don't forget, we came in as two.
We're going out. As three. Concentrate on the wedding picture. Just focus on the wedding picture. Hum, 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 hum. Bum, hum,
hum. Are you all right, hon?
She's just fine, Dr. Huxtable, aren't you, sweetheart?
He asked me, okay?
Sorry.
I'm doing as good as can be expected for someone who's been waiting 3 hours to have a baby.
Okay. Now, look, you're on schedule. You're going to be fine, okay?
We're going to be terrific, doctor.
We? What we? All you're doing is holding up that dumb wedding picture.
I'll see you outside. Sweetheart.
Uh-oh. Oh, honey, get ready. You're going to have another one. Here it goes. Well, I think this is going to be a biggie.
Oh.
It's not done from yet.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, come. Boom. You should see this.
Would you stop looking at me?
at that stupid monitor.
It's just such an amazing machine over here.
Ray.
Yes. Just breathe. Just breathe.
My back.
Your back? Well, here. Look, hang on. Hang on, sweetheart. Let me get the tennis balls and I'll massage you. Wait a second. The massage. Here we go. Here we go. There. That feel any better?
No, you're doing it all wrong.
Well, no, it says in here in the book, a circular
motion. Forget the book. Ray, that is not helping my back at all.
I'll try it straight up and down.
Excuse me, it's my back. Oh, it's the up and down motion. Yeah.
Here, why don't you just focus on the wedding picture?
It's the last thing I want to see.
Honey, you don't mean that.
Yes, I do. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be in this agony.
Dr. Huxtable, she's totally out of control. You got to give her something, can you?
Well, if you want natural childbirth, no.
Well, what should I do?
Well, I wouldn't show her the wedding picture.
It's not the wedding picture. It's the man in it.
I can't do this anymore.
One in radiology, please. Dr. Warner.
Yes, ma'am.
So what are you doing out here?
Well, did you see how she treated me?
Yeah? So what's your problem?
Well, nothing. I'm just shocked. I thought I really knew my wife.
That's not your wife. That's a woman in labor. And she needs you. So come on. Show some spunk. Inside.
Right. She does need me.
And stay out.
Go on.
I can't do it.
Ray.
What?
What did you think it was going to be, son? Hit a few jumpers and go home?
I never seen her so exhausted and so upset. That's not my wife. I mean, she can't even stand me. She doesn't like me anymore. I can't go through with it. I don't think she can either.
Oh, she's going to go through with it. Now, she's going to have the baby whether you go in there or not.
She threw the bear.
Yeah. Ray.
What?
You're a great coach.
I'm a good coach.
No, you're
great.
That woman in there and that rookie ready to come out will be the two greatest people you ever coach. And I want you to go in and I want you to coach just like you did that time. For the Montgomery Bears.
Montgomery Cubs.
Montgomery Cubs! And Ray, I understand that you won the league championship.
City.
Okay, you won the city championship. And what happened, huh? You were down, I understand, in the third quarter, 15 points.
Last quarter, 18 points.
Last quarter! 18 points, you were down. And what did they say? They said, that's it, we got him. The old pit bull has had it.
They call me Bear Claw.
The old Bear Claw, that he's finished.
They
he's
me
through.
I was over.
Huh?
I was
and you
finished.
Would never
finished.
Say die.
They
you
thought never they were going to take that championship
you would
trophy.
Never say die.
I never say die.
Never
they were going to go get that
die.
Engraved and put their school name on it. I said, uh-uh. I called my men over. I said, boys,
that's what, huh?
Boys, listen up.
Yeah, and they were down.
It's
were
very, down. Very easy to win when you're winning. But it takes real winners to win when you're losing.
What?
It didn't make sense then, and it doesn't make sense now, but it worked!
Yeah, it worked. And they were down.
They were down. And then they got up.
Ah,
yeah.
Because you talked to them. You believe.
That's right. Yes,
and
that's
Ray,
right.
Inside there, inside, you've got one player and a rookie.
Coming up. I hear you. I hear you, doctor. All right, I'm ready to go.
Hey!
Ready?
Here we go.
Break!
The ball's in play. Here is to the prettiest woman in the world and the most beautiful little baby girl in the nursery.
Benny, I'm sorry I called you those names.
I didn't even know you knew them.
And I do like your mother. She's a lovely woman.
Thank you.
And of course, I will let you touch me again. Sometime.
Hey, 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 hey! 6 weeks, I told you.
Dr. Huxtable, we're real sorry. I think we've got to apologize. We might have seemed a little overconfident in your office.
It's all right. I've seen all that before. Except for the dough. The dough part, I've never seen the dough.
Well, I just want you to know that I got to tell you, I think we did pretty good, despite a couple of glitches that were beyond our control.
Actually, I'm pretty proud of us.
Actually, you did fine. You got your rookie, and now all you have to do is bring her up.
Hey, we're ready. Mm-hmm. What do you see this?
No, no more bread. No more bread. No,
come on back. Come on, no bread. No, it's book. This is a parental guide for the 21st century.
We've also ordered the companion video cassette series.
It's all right here, doctor. I mean, it's a brand new ball game. Solid foods at 3 months. Mm-hmm.
With no teeth.
Social sleep through the night. And then at 6 months, potty training. Well, we can be a little liberal.
7 months.
Yeah, 7 months. And then at 8 months, teething.
Yeah, we might want to start that a little earlier. You know, we've got it under control.